This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. USA Radio Newsmax TV, Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered. The Root is on fire. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. Lots of Trump news today coming from the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. Let's start with my latest commentary. It's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. It'll be syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate. It's called Weapons of Mass Distraction. I understand if you don't like the style or personality of President Trump. I understand if you don't like his tweets. I understand if you're a liberal and you don't agree with his conservative policies and America First agenda. I get all that. But facts are facts. You have to admit when you're wrong. The guy is winning for America, American workers, and the U.S. economy. He's not just winning big. We're all winning big. And it's happening while Democrats are trying to impeach him. Sure, Trump's impeachment trial is the big news, but you're missing the big picture. There's nothing to write about impeachment. It's already failed. On the very day the articles of impeachment were handed to the Senate, Thursday, meaning yesterday, Trump jumped to 51% approval rating at Rasmussen. The silent majority of Americans clearly don't believe a word of this crock. And within a week or so, Trump will be acquitted by the Senate. It won't even be close. And that's that. End of story. But impeachment's goal was to push the important news out of the headlines. It was a Democrat WND, weapon of mass distraction. Democrats don't want you to see or hear or appreciate all the great things Trump is accomplishing. It's three-card Monty. They want you to look under shell number one while missing the great news under shell number three. This week of impeachment was actually Trump's best week ever. It's a week to celebrate. But of course, you didn't hear this in the media. You only heard about impeachment. That's exactly what Democrats wanted you to hear. Fake news. Weapons of mass distraction. First, Trump got his phase one trade victory with China. No one thought this was possible. No one. Except yours truly, of course. If you listen to the show, you know I talked about it all the time. Trump is going to win the trade war. So-called financial and trade experts, quote-unquote experts, predicted doom and gloom. They predicted matter-of-factly China would never give in and the trade deal would never get done. They said Trump's trade war would destroy the U.S. economy. They predicted a recession had already begun. Trump stood up to the entire financial establishment and China signed the deal on Wednesday. As usual, the experts were wrong. The economy is booming. There's no sign of inflation. There's no serious cost increases for U.S. consumers. The stock market is hitting unimaginable all-time highs. Home building just soared to a 13-year high, and China blinked, Trump won. And by the way, the Dow Jones up another 50 points today, the S&P up 12, NASDAQ up 31, big day, everything up, 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 gold up again, silver up again, big day. The Chinese government just this week reported the slowest economic growth in 30 years. Investment in Chinese manufacturing declined by 3.1%, an all-time record. Trump's trade war killed China's economy and broke the Chinese Communist Party. Trump brought China to its knees. So they came back to the negotiating table, just as this columnist predicted for a year now. American farmers, manufacturers, and small business won big on Trump's calculated gamble. The new agreement requires China to increase spending on U.S. imports by at least $200 billion over the next 2 years, a more than 50% increase. That includes $80 billion of manufacturing products, $53 billion of energy, $35 billion of services, $32 billion of agricultural products. That nearly doubles what China buys annually just from U.S. farmers. But the news got even better. On Thursday, the new USMCA trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, negotiated by Trump, was passed by the U.S. Senate by an 89-10 landslide. Only nine bitter Democrats, actually eight Democrats and Bernie Sanders, who counts as an independent because he's a socialist, And one Republican, believe it or not, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania voted against it. 89-10 landslide. Independent financial experts report this new trade deal will add more than $60 billion to the U.S. economy, as well as hundreds of thousands of new jobs. I predicted during the 2016 election, Trump's economy would top Reagan's supercharged record-setting economy. I predicted Trump would go down in history as the greatest economic president ever and the greatest jobs president ever. It's all happening. A booming Trump economy is about to soar into overdrive, and all Democrats have is That's it. That's my out. In Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creators Syndicate. And so, interestingly enough, this article comes out today on Breitbart. After I wrote this, this article comes out. Washington Post admits media blew it and tariffs aren't raising consumer prices. It's been a long haul, but finally the truth about tariffs has become unavoidable. For over 18 months, Breitbart News has been reporting that consumer prices were not significantly rising due to tariffs. We've been virtually alone in this reporting among news organizations, although Alan Tonelson has done a fine job of shifting through the data. Every corporate mainstream media organization has repeatedly claimed, without evidence, that tariffs were hurting U.S. consumers. But now the facts have become undeniable. Wow, good timing for my article, right? For even the mainstream media, they're undeniable. On Friday, and what did I leave my article off with? Facts or facts, right? On Friday, the Washington Post published a piece by reporter Heather Long explaining the predictions of consumers paying higher prices because of tariffs were just plain wrong. Gail Ross could tell you two things with certainty. Americans, not the Chinese, are paying for President Trump's tariffs. And second, most of the costs were absorbed by U.S. companies, which is why consumers haven't seen excessive sticker shock at stores, Long writes. That is what Breitbart News has reported based on publicly available data ignored by the anti-tariff crowd for over a year. U.S. companies, their bottom lines boosted by Trump's tax cuts, and they should also mention by the fabulous Trump economy, have absorbed most of the tariffs instead of passing them on to U.S. households. Although many big corporations reacted to the announcement of tariffs with warnings that consumers would be forced to pay higher prices, the evidence so far is that corporations have been forced to absorb the costs of tariffs rather than passing them on. Instead of squeezing the pocketbooks of American households, the tariffs are putting pressure only on record-high corporate profits. And now we get this from the Washington Post. Headlines last year proclaimed Trump's tariffs could cost the typical American family $1,000 more a year. The eye-popping number came from a J.P. Morgan analysis that assumed the full cost of tariffs would be passed on to consumers, which is generally taught in introductory business classes. But that's not what happened. The evidence so far indicates most American firms have passed only a fraction of the cost on to consumers, more in the range of $100 per family a year. A recent study by economists at Harvard, Chicago, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston went a step further, examining data from two large retailers on prices of similar goods, some of which face tariffs, some do not, and the economists found a quite modest price difference, suggesting U.S. companies and retailers are eating the cost and making lower profits. And don't forget, it doesn't matter if you're making lower profits on the product because you're paying so much less in taxes. Trump cut taxes from 35% to 21%. Wow, the price hike for dishes, furniture, linens, toaster ovens, towels, and umbrellas was less than 1%, and the price for electronics only went up 1.4%. This is a significant breakthrough. Each new round of tariff was greeted with panicky headlines predicting that U.S. consumers would be squeezed by rising prices. Never happened. Here's just a few of them. Trump's trade war may soon hit consumers' wallets and paychecks, NBC News declared in a headline last year. Here's University of Pennsylvania's business school Wharton. Tariffs will surely lead to higher prices for imported goods and to a lesser extent prices for non-imported goods that use imported materials. Here's CNBC. Tariffs are about to hit consumers and it won't be pretty. And here's the Heritage Foundation, their trade economist, trade expert at the Heritage Foundation, J. Van Andel. Trade restrictions result in price increases for goods in question. If the price of steel and aluminum goes up, manufacturers will be forced to pass those costs on to American consumers. So Trump was right all along, and Wayne Root was right all along. And by the way, you know what's so funny about columns like this? The real takeaway of the column is how hysterical. First of all, the real takeaway is the experts are always wrong. All the people you see in the media are always wrong. And the guy they call the conspiracy theorist, Wayne Root, is right again and again and again and again. It's almost ad nauseum. It's unbelievable. Everything I ever predict on this show is right. And yet they call me a conspiracy theorist, and no one ever goes back and says, let's look at your record on CNN and MSNBC and even Fox News. Every one of you is wrong about everything you've ever said about Trump and his policies. Every one of you. How about the Evening News? You're wrong about everything. How about the New York Times, the Washington Post? You're wrong about everything. I was right about everything. So that's the first takeaway. The second is, they talk about the tariffs and the extra $1,000 a year like it's the most incredible thing in the world. Oh my God, you're going to hit consumers an extra $1,000 a year in costs, which never happened. It turned out to be $100 a year, and the companies absorbed the $900. But here's the thing. How come they never talked that way about taxes? How come Obama raised, if tariffs are going to raise the average American family's cost of buying goods by $1,000 a year, I'll bet you Obama's taxes raised the average family by like $5,000 a year. And nobody ever says a word about it. As a matter of fact, when Trump cuts taxes, they go, oh my God, it's going to increase the deficit and the debt. Oh my God, it's going to bankrupt America. They don't mention the average family got an extra $5,000 a year. No mention of that. So if $1,000 a year is a big deal in someone's budget, because Trump has tariffs, why isn't a $5,000 tax cut important in someone's budget? Why does no one ever mention that? And when Obama increases it by $5,000, wiping out the middle class, why does nobody ever mention that? Ever. It's amazing. I've read you the stats on this show that came from my good buddy Stephen Moore. The average middle-class American family is up $5,000 in income a year. $5,000 income a year and saved about $2,500 a year in taxes. And it's been 2 years since the Trump tax cuts. So they're up $5,000 in income and they're up $5,000 in paying less taxes. So they're up $10,000. $10,000, you're worried about $1,000, that turned out to be $100. It's amazing how prejudiced the media is. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire, American made. They're proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Ed Stoltz, owner, operator, founder of KBET, gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. And Fred Weinberg gave me my start in national syndication, the owner-operator of USA Radio. Two brilliant minds, two brilliant judges of talent. Thank you, Ed and Fred. The show's dedicated to Ed and Fred. RootWall.com, main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Congress will not give it to him. We got to get behind the man. Call 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL. Donate now. We will build this wall together, or just go to RootWall.com. All the videos are there. All the explanations are there. All the articles are there. Even the distribution of funds is there. RootWall.com. And, of course, I need the disclaimer. As required by the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, Root for the Wall PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, RootWall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. We love to take calls, 833-WAR-TALK, especially in hour number three. On Fridays, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. What have I hammered home for so long on this show? Trump needs a tax cut part two. Got to have a tax cut part due. And Larry Kudlow, his economic advisor, mentioned it the other day, and he mentioned it again today. The tax cut 2.0 is going to come out this summer. It's going to include middle-class windfall Trump targets even faster economic growth in a second term. Now, between what I just read you about the China trade deal and what I just read you about the USMCA, the new free trade deal with Mexico and Canada, and Trump cutting taxes, do you have any idea what this will do for the economy? Trump administration is reviewing ways to carry out its goal of cutting taxes for the middle class. Lowering payroll tax does not appear to be high on the White House's list, but adjusting the earned income tax credit for low to moderate earners, something that's being examined, that would be an idiotic mistake. I don't know why you'd want to do that. You actually think low and you think low-income people are going to vote Republican. You're living in a dream world. Can I tell you something, Larry Kudlow? That is ridiculous. That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. First of all, the earned income tax credit is the biggest waste of money in the world. Illegal aliens. So that would be a mistake. But if it's just one part of a lot more, that'd be great. I'm the guy who keeps saying, cut the rates. Cut the rates, cut the rates, cut the rates. You cut the corporate income tax rate from 35% to 21%. Why would you cut the rate from 39% now, I think is the top number? Cut it down to like 35 and cut the one below that by 10 and cut the one below that by 5 or 10. It doesn't make sense if you're cutting corporations 35 to 21 that you can't cut individuals. Kudlow says the administration wants to keep the child tax credit, which was doubled to 2,000, and then make some things permanent on both the individual side and the corporate side that would expire under the 2017 tax overhaul. That's good. Another option is allowing for immediate expensing, which Kudlow called a very powerful tonic for business investment. That's good. That's good. That's very good. I think what's missing here is cutting individual rates. Why can't you do that? And by the way, the thing they discounted, lowering the payroll tax, that would be good. That payroll tax is a killer. That affects only people at work. Earned income tax credit affects illegal aliens. Doesn't make any sense. All right, home building soars to 13-year high. I mentioned that in my column that I read to you in segment number one. U.S. home building jumped to a 13-year high in December, indicating the housing market is contributing to economic growth and buoyed by very low unemployment and U.S. consumer strength. Housing starts soared 16.9% higher to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.608 million units, the highest level since December of 2006. Does anyone realize that everything Trump's doing is the best since right before Obama became president? Obama became president in 2008. I've seen like five stats in the last 6 months that everything in the economy, from consumer confidence to gross domestic product to now housing starts and other things like that, every one of them is the best since 2006, 2007, 2008. Do you realize what was in between then and now? One moron socialist loser named Barack Hussein Obama, who stood in the way of all success and prosperity and opportunity in the United States of America. And by the way, making the December gain all the more impressive, in percentage terms, the best since 2016, data for November was revised higher to show home building rising to an even higher pace of 1.375 million units. Great job, President Trump.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is bringing some star power to the legal team that will defend him in a Senate impeachment trial. The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department will open an investigation into claims someone was running surveillance on one of its ambassadors. Pompeo says he didn't know anything about this until news reports broke. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our main in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root. raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, all these Democratic judges suck. Every single one of them suck. Before I get to you one that sucks and tell you why he sucks, as usual, let me talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. Every time you hear about a ruling against Trump, it's a Democrat judge. Every time it's a ruling for Trump, it's a Republican judge. Gee, you think the nation's divided? There's no Democrat that ever rules in favor of us. Ever, ever, ever. All the Obama-appointed and Bill Clinton-appointed judges are absolute commie scum. Real, beyond liberal. Liberal, 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 liberal. Over an edge, over a cliff. Communist, socialist, Marxist. And I'll get to the latest one in a second, but Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty isn't health insurance. It's better. Liberty is a Christian health care sharing ministry. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? They pay for my kidney stone surgery, separate from that, a $27,000 hospital bill, plus the surgeon, the doctor, the anesthesiologist, all paid 100%, never got a bill from the doctors. Unbelievable. Like I said, it's not health insurance, it's better. It's a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Thank you, Liberty. You've done a great, great, great job for me. So a judge, U.S. District Judge Peter Massette of Maryland, announced just days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott made this announcement that I said was fantastic, that his state would not take any more refugees, becoming the first state in the nation to do so. A federal judge Wednesday ruled the Trump administration policy that allowed Abbott to make that decision is likely unlawful. He says, lest there be any doubt, giving states and local government the power to consent to the resettlement of refugees, which is to say veto power to determine whether refugees will be received in their midst, flies in the face of clear congressional intent. In other words, what he's saying is, like I live in Las Vegas, which is city of Vegas, county of Clark County, state of Nevada, we have no say in who the federal government stuffs down our throats and wants to send our way. You know, I mean, that's what's happening to America. Doesn't anybody get it? This isn't racism. It has nothing to do with racism. I was sitting at a dinner table the other night with friends, and every one of them was telling me stories about how to every person who comes to their clinic, every person who comes to their medical office, these are, you know, various people in various different businesses, and when they go shopping, every person at the shopping center near them, all three had the same story. Everybody speaks a different language. In Vegas, nobody speaks English anymore. They couldn't even find anyone. Mostly everybody speaks Spanish. It's like Vegas is now Little Mexico. It's not America anymore. So am I racist? No. You want to come here, learn English. And you want to come here legally. How's that racism? So three things. Number one, come here legally. Number two, learn English. Number three, don't accept welfare. I'm not against Mexicans. I'm not against Hispanic race. I'm against welfare. You can't come here and then burden me with your tax issues. Number two, speak freaking English. And number three, don't break the law to come here. I don't want the entire Vegas to become Mexico or China or India, or I'm Jewish. I don't want it to become Israel. I don't want that. By the way, I wouldn't mind Israel. If all Israel came here and they all knew English or learned English and they came here legally and they didn't speak any foreign language, they spoke only English, and they didn't expect welfare, great. Then I take all Israelis. That's fine. So it's not about racism. Come here from Mexico legally. Don't come here expecting handouts and speak English and vote in English. That'd be great. But you're telling me we have no right, this liberal, commie, pinko, slimeball, extreme, radical, Marxist son of a bee. Judge Peter J. Massett, I don't mean son of a butcher, says we have no right to turn it down. He called the policy arbitrary and capricious, as well as inherently susceptible to hidden bias. Three refugee agencies filed a lawsuit, argue that Trump's policy would be the evisceration of a long-standing, smooth-functioning, humane program that would have disastrous consequences for both the agencies and the refugees. And the White House reacted to the ruling. They said another lawless district court has asserted its own preferred immigration policy and placed the laws of the United States, and in doing so robbed millions of American citizens of their voice and their say in a vital issue directly affecting their community. President Trump rightly and justly recognized that your communities are unique, and while some cities have the resources to adequately support refugees and help them be successful, not all communities can sustain the substantial and costly burden. What's wrong with that? Knowing that the Trump administration fulfilled a key promise by giving states and localities a seat at the table in deciding whether or not refugees will be placed in your communities, in addition, under the Refugee Act of 1980, Congress explicitly afforded the president authority over the refugee resettlement process, including by taking local consultation into account. Grisham is the spokesman for the president, Stephanie Grisham, White House press secretary. She called the ruling preposterous, and one more example of nationwide district court injunctions run amok. Run amok. Sometimes when you read it, it doesn't sound the same as when you say it. Run amok. But, I mean, you think about this for a minute. The President of the United States gives communities an option whether they want to take people that they can afford or not. And this lousy, liberal, loser judge in Maryland, who has nothing to do with Texas, who has nothing to do with national security, knows nothing about any of the reports coming from any of the national security agencies, ICE or Homeland Security or customs, border customs agents. And none of them ever go by his desk. This judge doesn't know anything about national security or the national security crisis on the border or letting in refugees and what their crime rates are and welfare rates are, how they affect their communities. And I guarantee you this judge's kids go to private school. And this judge lives in Naples where there are no refugees, but he could stick them on you. Here's another case where courts are going to be a big difference in our lives. Just in, Supreme Court agrees to hear cases on faithless electors, which could impact the 2020 election. Supreme Court has agreed to hear two cases about faithless electors and whether or not these electors must vote the same way their state voted in the presidential election. The Supreme Court agreed to take a rare look at rules for electing U.S. presidents, saying it will decide whether a state's appointed presidential electors can vote in the Electoral College for a candidate who didn't win the state's popular vote. And the answer should be, of course you can't. The court's eventual decision could have ramifications for razor-thin presidential elections if enough members of the Electoral College seek to break rank and cast ballots that depart from the will of the voters. Can you imagine if, you know, the rule of the land, the law of the land, is you're elected by the Electoral College? And, of course, there'd never be a Democrat, a liberal elector, who would ever switch. You know, in other words, California would go against Trump for whoever the Democrat nominee is, let's assume the most communist person in the world, Bernie Sanders. So California goes for Bernie Sanders, and I don't know how many electoral votes California has. Let's say it's 60. I don't know. All 60 will side with Bernie Sanders. You know that. Not one will ever break. Can you imagine if one from California went for Trump? But in a state like Texas, where it's like, say, 50 instead of 60, but it's still number two in America, or Florida, which probably is 40, so it's like the three biggest, five of theirs will say, I don't care if the state voted for Trump. I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders and throw the whole election into limbo. It will never be anything but one-sided, because that's the way everything is. It's the way the media is. It's the way everything is. Every liberal never breaks. They only vote liberal. But conservatives, Republicans, sometimes break against us. The first two cases the Supreme Court weigh in on is from Colorado, where a federal appeals court ruled an elector can vote any way they choose, regardless of how the state voted. Can you imagine? It's like liberal judges believe in anarchy. In the 16 election, one Colorado elector was replaced when he cast a vote for Ohio Republican John Kasich instead of Hillary Clinton, the Democrat presidential nominee who carried the state. Well, that's good. So for once, there actually was a break the other way. Interesting. But it still shouldn't happen. A divided federal appeals court sided with the faithless elector last year, ruling Colorado violated the Constitution by nullifying his vote. That court said, well, the state has the power to pick its electors. The electors have the discretion to vote for whoever they want. And the other is from Washington State, where its high court ruled electors must vote in accordance with the state's popular vote. Good. That's the way it's got to be. The Supreme Court must be hearing these cases because these rulings are at odds and there needs to be a resolution, or they simply can't let the federal appeals court ruling in Colorado case stand. The good news is there's plenty of time for them to hear the case before the election. Well, it's only good news if they rule the right way, which is electors have to vote the way they're supposed to vote. And you notice I'm consistent, unlike liberals. When I heard that this guy didn't vote for Hillary and chose to vote for John Kasich, that's ridiculous. You're part of a state that voted for Hillary, so you got to vote for Hillary. Simple as that. By the way, there was just a rally in Wisconsin. President Trump in Wisconsin. 58% of the attendees at Trump's Wisconsin rally were not Republicans, up from 43% in Ohio. All great numbers. The crowd's filled with independents and Democrats. Believe me when I tell you, Trump's headed for a healthy re-election landslide. Be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State, 63, $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV and hour number 3. I love good news. I love the smell of napalm in the morning, too. Trump announces plans to roll back Michelle Obama's heated school lunch rules on vegetables on her birthday. He announced it today, Friday, to roll back Michelle Obama's unpopular lunch rules on vegetables. Today happens to be Michelle Obama's birthday. Perfect birthday present to former First Lady from the Trump administration. You don't think he does that on purpose? I guarantee you. You think Trump didn't know today was Michelle's birthday? It's like a giant middle finger. Trump, he is funny. He is funny. Speaking of funny and interesting and entertaining, we love her, our guest, Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News in The Hill. Her website, LizPeek.com, P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, you're on with War. How are you?
Hey, I'm glad to join you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so your latest column is out. Impeachment is the culmination of 3 years of Democrats trying to delegitimize Trump's election. The floor is yours, madam.
Well, look, I think the lines are drawn. What we've seen is that weeks of testimony and investigations and Democrats harassing this president have had absolutely zero impact on what people think. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary. The needle has not moved. I think people really did respond to the Republican messaging, if you will, on the House investigation, that it was really an unfair process, that Adam Schiff was sort of the face of a very partisan attack, which is what this basically amounts to. And I think as we go into the Senate trial, there's so much stupidity at play here. It just sort of makes me, it makes me wonder. For example, there are four senators who are running for president, and all four are going to have to be in that chamber. So as the Democrats continue to call for witnesses and elongating this process, they're basically taking a good portion of their front-runner bench, Sanders and Warren specifically, out of the race. And so is this intentional? I don't know, but certainly Bernie Sanders' followers, his very loyal army, are already incensed about it. They're already peeved that in 2016 the DNC hurt their chances, they feel. So I really can't understand what they're thinking. And as they begin to call witnesses, if the Democrats have their way and they get to call John Bolton, who, by the way, may or may not turn out to be the witness that they're hopeful of.
I don't think he will.
It's a good question. I like John Bolton. I don't think he's going to really try and do something to sabotage the president, but, you know, we'll see. But as they get on that platform and harangue about witnesses, you know, guess what? The Republicans are going to counter by saying, hey, we really think Hunter Biden had a corrupt operation going in Ukraine. This company, Burisma, has been under investigation. So we want Hunter Biden to testify. We want to have also the Ukrainian prime minister, foreign minister, who says he doesn't believe Lev Parnev. I mean, the whole thing is so stupid.
How about the whistleblower, Liz? What about the whistleblower?
Absolutely, the whistleblower and Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, right. Yep.
So I think that, we don't have some of the real attack dogs like Mark Meadows or Jim Jordan going to be on this legal team, but you have a very distinguished legal team that's going to be running this operation for the president. And I think that they will see to it that he is treated fairly. My guess is, as the Democrats kind of get closer to realizing what they've unleashed here, they're basically going to take a pass, and this thing will be abbreviated, because this does nobody any good.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about it? I've written quite a few columns where I've mentioned this. I haven't written an entire column about it, but I've mentioned it in parts of probably three columns in the last 2 months. If I was charged with a crime, Wayne Root, and let's just say I was the head of IBM, and you said there's going to be a jury that decides your guilt, Wayne Root, as the head of IBM, and you could go to jail for many, many years, or you could be kicked out of your job as CEO and your life's ruined, and all the people in the jury will be the CEOs of your competitors. Would you call that ridiculous? So to me, I know you're saying that it's hard on Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to be here because they're not on the campaign trail, but I think it's dumb that Trump's legal team has not demanded that there's a massive conflict of interest and they should not be allowed to vote. Everyone who ran against Trump, not just the ones who are in now, Liz. What about, Kirsten Gillibrand? What about Cory Booker? What about Kamala Harris? They're all U.S. senators who were running against Trump. They have certainly a hatred of Trump, a bias against Trump. None of them should be allowed to vote.
Well, I think that's a reasonable point of view. On the other hand, I think from Trump's point of view politically, it's better to keep these guys in the chamber, because what do you think Bernie Sanders is making of this? Do you know in Iowa and also New Hampshire, only something like 30-40% of voters say they've made up their mind. So these next 2 or 3 weeks are critical to those states. And I would argue, in fact, I did argue in a recent column, that Joe Biden, if he can be out there very visibly these last 2 weeks in Iowa, it could make a difference. He could end up higher than expected. Ditto New Hampshire, in which case he goes into South Carolina very strong, and Nevada, and it really could win him the nomination. So I think Warren and Sanders are going to go nuts. I want them in that chamber, and I want them voting. By the way, they're all going to vote against. All the Democrats are going to vote against Trump. There is no impartiality
here. Of course.
That's
what I'm saying. So unfair.
It is.
If the head of Microsoft could vote against
IBM.
Crazy.
It's a very good point.
Of course they hate you. Of course they want to get rid of their competition. So, all right, Liz Peek, you're not my competition. We love you. We think you're great. Columnist for Fox News and the Hill, website LizPeek.com. Hope to meet you in person one of these days. You're only a voice to me.
Maybe it's CPAC or whatever.
Times. Yeah, hopefully we'll see you.
Yeah,
Liz Peek.
Great.
LizPeek.com. Right. Thanks, Liz. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Wayne Allyn-Root, War. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.